Welcome back, 4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Chris Versailles, who writes the corner of Wall in Maine here at the Washington Times. Today's column is entitled, Necessities, Guilty Pleasures Can Cushion Fiscal Cliff. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Versailles. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Stock market's all over the place. Way to go, Barack Obama. Is that what I should be saying? Or?
No, I think it's a hefty case of what I've been calling winner's remorse, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Besides his reelection, what is the problem?
The problem is the fiscal cliff, and this is something that we've seen coming. This is not exactly out of the blue. And it deals with a combination of after effects from about 15, 16 months ago when we almost shut the government down because, hey, we don't have enough revenue, some say. Mm-hmm. Others, like myself, would say we're spending way too much on a lot of different things and we need to kind of pare back our excessive spending.
Mm-hmm. Richard Trumka of the AFL-CIO says that this whole fiscal cliff thing, it's a manufactured crisis. There's nothing to it.
Oh, okay. Then why is the FHA out of money now?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, so, yeah, there's a lot of people out there, not a lot of people, I should say, but some people who are pointing things and saying, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is that my 9-year-old son, who can do what I affectionately refer to as sandbox math, can tell you that, hey, these numbers don't add up.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're spending 11 for every 7 you take in, there's a problem out there. You know.
Yeah, and look, the easiest way I think about it is take the average American with a credit card, right? If you've spent too much, then you've got to cut in other areas in order to, not spend any more and start paying down your debt. Otherwise, guess what? You won't be able to borrow anymore.
That's right.
And you won't be able to borrow anymore, and that's going to impinge your ability to live, i.e. your livelihood.
Yeah. I guess I should have gotten out. Darn it. There were some big sell-offs last week, weren't there?
Oh, it's been huge. And, the biggest one, we joke about winner's remorse, but it came the day after the election. And I think what happened was, obviously some people were not happy about the results of the election, but other people started looking forward at the fiscal cliff and saying, we don't see any change, the day after the election compared to the Monday before. Barack Obama is still president. Congress is divided the way it is. We're going to have a very contentious negotiation period, a lot of uncertainty. Worst comes to worst, my taxes are going higher, and that's everything from payroll taxes, individual income taxes, capital gains, marriage tax, you name it, it's going higher. Oh, yeah, Obamacare is here to stay. Taxes are going higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, and then we see layoffs. We saw the Hostess story that developed over the past 24 hours. It looks like that big company is dumping 18,500 employees. That's the end of the road for them.
Well, it's the end of the road for the company. I think the brands are salvageable and be sold.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of issues associated with the sale there. In particular, making sure that whoever buys the assets is not encumbered with these union contracts that are just giving Hostess a bloated cost structure.
Mm-hmm. Jobless claims this week. I'm sure that was good news.
No, it's back up 78,000. You kidding? Come on. And, the thing is, there are a lot of people out there now in the headlines and stuff going, oh, it's just due to Hurricane Sandy. When I'm sitting back and I'm, tallying over the last several weeks all the layoffs announcements that we've had. You alluded to it, a couple minutes ago, but everything from DuPont, Dow Chemical, Colgate-Palmolive, you name it, Texas Instruments, Xerox, a whole host of companies. And there's going to be more to come.
You said in the column that you're seeing some contraction in manufacturing, and that, of course, is not a good sign. What's going on?
Well, it's more of the same. Okay. Over the last several weeks, we've seen, as companies look forward, remember, they don't operate, I'm going to build Monday for Tuesday. They're looking out, 3 to 6 months on one end, but longer, 6 to 12 months, 3-year, 5-year time horizons, because they have to adjust their facilities and planning. So these guys are already starting to slow things down, and when we break down a number of the regional Fed manufacturing indices, and in the column I talk about the one for the Empire State, which is New York and Philly, we see that not only is current activity low, but the order rates, which suggest future manufacturing activity, are also low and falling. And if I remember correctly, I think in the Empire data, it was contracting for, I think this is the fourth consecutive month.
Just
not a lot of good stuff out there, Andy.
Yeah, I know. I just keep reading. I think I'm looking down a list of things that I wanted to talk to you about, and they get worse. I mean, as I go down the list, I wanted to talk to you about European worries, and you know.
Well, that's easy. Back in recession. Like, we didn't see that one coming. You know, and you know, I hate to be flip with this, but the reality is, you know, if we're, you know, our eyes are open and we're taking a look around at what's going on in the world around us, you know, the data's all there, and, you know, it adds up. You know, so, you know, a lot of this should not be a surprise. Fiscal cliff, not a surprise. Layoffs coming because demand is soft, not a surprise. You know, Europe back in a recession, all we had to do is look at, you know, the monthly data from a number of economic firms, like Market Economics does a wonderful job. And you'll see that, you know, their PMI, or Purchasing Managers Indices, they've been negative for months. This is not new news.
Yeah. All right. So as we head into the holiday shopping season, I guess we're already in it to some degree, and the official kickoff comes, what, next week?
Black Friday, that's
yeah, right. Yeah, right. All right, so going into that, if you take into consideration that half of America, a little more than half of the voting population, voted for Barack Obama, they had faith in his ability as a leader, and they had faith in the economy as a rebuilding economy. So those folks should go out and really shop and spend some money for the holiday. The others won't. So having said that, what can we expect this holiday season from retailers?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of things moving online. That we already know. In fact, it's companies are starting to move their Black Friday deals online, which is a little surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see companies get very aggressive. You know, I was kind of joking with a friend of mine earlier that Thanksgiving is now turned into dine and dash.
No kidding.
And I have to be honest with you, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because there's everybody in this country that could be thankful for something, and it's. I think it's despicable that this has turned into a, hey, thanks for the pie, gotta go shop, bye.
It is true. I mean, what's it gonna do for the football audience?
I don't know, but the way the Redskins are playing, it might be a godsend. I mean, their game's at 4:15, so.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so at the end of the day, I'm going to have to revert back to the sin stocks, and I noticed you couldn't help but mention them in your column today.
Well, I was thinking of you in this conversation, Andy.
Thank you.
The reality is, you're absolutely right. When disposable income is tight, there's tremendous uncertainty out there, layoffs are back on the rise, people are going to, you know, act like a deer in the headlights and freeze up, and they will only buy those things that they need. So I rattled off some other things in there, you know, certain food companies, paper products, you know, wireless services, because you got to have you got to be able to text and, you know, use Instagram these days. But you're also right, though. You know, those inelastic goods and services that people are going to buy no matter what the economy is doing. And for some reason, Andy, you seem to gravitate towards tobacco, chocolate, and alcohol.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't use tobacco anymore. I use alcohol. Chocolate, oh, yeah, can't get enough of it.
Just tell Ann to, you know, pull up the tobacco part.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Hey, you know, Congressman Barney Frank, I had a sound clip of him a little while ago talking about the market, and it just reminded me when we were talking about something market-related. He says that Obama ought to be your president if you're in the stock market because it has doubled since 2009 when he came into office. So don't panic over the 1,000 points or whatever we've dumped in the last week. It'll all come back.
My response to the man who was overseeing the financial committee that got us into this mess would be the following. Dial back the stock market about another 12 to 18 months, and let's see how far it has really fallen since then, and let's compare how far it's come under Barack Obama. The reality is that there's, you know, more to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's we're not fully back. It's like the housing market. It's like the automobile industry. It's better. But you're comparing it to a period of time, a starting point that was, you know, horrific. So, of course, anything's going to look better.
Yeah.
But there's more to go. And more to the point, despite the rally, the vast majority of individual investors, that's, you know, people like you and me, Andy, have not participated in the rally because they can't afford to be in the market.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, my friend, thank you, as always. Chris Versace, you can contact him at chrisversace.com, V-E-R-S-A-C-E. Always good to talk to you. Folks, if you haven't checked out his column today, it's called Necessities, Guilty Pleasures Can Cushion Fiscal Cliff. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too, Andy. Thank you.
See you. 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.